Focus on the Family on AM 1230 KPRL and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Sculptera Winery and Sculpture Garden. The Franco family and staff invite you to visit their beautiful world and taste their award-winning estate wine. Open daily 10 to 5 on Lanay Road in Paso Robles.
And this one woman had never given her testimony before, and she was the last speaker. And she said to all of these pastors assembled, she said, 20 years ago I had my abortion.
David B. Wright on Focus on the Family Minute.
The week before I had my abortion, I was sitting in my seat in my pew at my church. The week after my abortion, I was sitting in my seat in my pew at my church. And for the last 20 years, I've sat in that same seat in the same pew. These pastors began to weep as she challenged them and said, if you think you're doing something compassionate by not bringing this issue up, if you think by being the priest or the Levite and just avoiding it and hoping it will go away, you're helping people you're not. Do everything you can. Help those in need. Help those in unexpected pregnancies. Help our culture that is sick. We have the answer.
Hear more from David at familyminute.org.
Focus on the Family on AM 1230 KPRL and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Sculptera Winery and Sculpture Garden. The Franco family and staff invite you to visit their beautiful world and taste their award-winning estate wine. Open daily 10 to 5 on Lanay Road in Paso Robles.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialist. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385, 805-460-7385.
Do you worry about where to take your car for repairs? Who you can trust? Mike and his team at the Autobahn are a safe bet. Located in Templeton, behind the donut shop, just off Main Street. They service Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, and Audis. And the Autobahn is certified in those cars and in repairing Land Rovers, Volvos, and Mini Coopers. Call the Autobahn, 434-2200.
Paul Harvey's The Rest of the Story, brought to you by Frontier Floors and Window Coverings at 830 21st Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-7878 or online at frontierfloors.net.
Now, the rest of the story. The little community of Le Sueur, Minnesota, LESSEUER, had never had its own veterinarian. Not until Bill came to town in the summer of 1854. You know, a good animal doctor is important to farmers, and when the farmers around Le Sueur heard that Bill had moved there, they were quite pleased, and still, the new vet would have to be tested by the skeptical farmers before he could be trusted. Now, in my own mind's eye, I'm trying at this moment to picture Bill as he must have looked that day. He was up on the roof of his cottage. He was nailing shingles. He was a very small man. But he was strong, and he was fiercely energetic. I think I mentioned, didn't I, Bill was an animal doctor, the first vet Le Sueur, Minnesota had ever had. Rather appropriately, this would be Bill's first veterinary practice. He chose Le Sueur because he felt he was needed there. So, there he was. Newly arrived. He's nailing shingles on his roof. I believe what he was doing that day is significant, for while I can't prove it, I imagine Farmer J.L. Drake was waiting for Bill to be engrossed in some chore, some job it would be inconvenient to quit in the middle, like roofing the house. But anyway, it's been suggested that this farmer, who had an ailing horse, had been delegated by the other farmers in the area to test the professional dedication of the new veterinarian. Indeed, Farmer Drake came over to Bill's house. He stood there at the foot of the ladder. He called up to the man on the roof, introducing himself and explaining that he had a sick horse. You know, Dr. Bill didn't hesitate a minute. Of course he would tend to the farmer's horse. And he, Bill, was down that ladder and in his buggy before Farmer Drake could say another word. He didn't ask how sick. He didn't ask if it could wait an hour or so. He just came because there was a farm horse that needed him. And ever after that, Bill was in good with the farmers of the Minnesota Territory because he, Bill, had gained and subsequently maintained their confidence. But this is the rest of the story. Bill was not a veterinarian. Never was a veterinarian by training. Was not a qualified animal doctor. Bill was a people doctor. Bill was a bona fide MD. More than that, he was a pupil and protege of renowned physicist John Dalton. Bill was a brilliant British-born scientist and physician who came to the Minnesota frontier because he knew he was needed, not only by the people, but by the animals, by all creatures, great and small. And you can imagine how beloved he was after folks got to know him and after he moved his practices, both MD and veterinary, from Le Sueur to Rochester, Minnesota. I guess there's nothing really profound about what you have just heard, but then again, the medical history made by Bill and his doctor sons is so significant, even to the clinic bearing their name. I just thought that you'd like to know where it all began, with that first Minnesota medical practice of Dr. William Worrell Mayo, father of the Doctors Mayo, founders of the Mayo Clinic. Now, you know the rest of the story.
This hour of Sound Off on KPRL brought to you by the Book Heating and Air, your local reliable heating and air expert. Call 805-423-5119.
238-5775. 238-KPRL. Sound Off continues on KPRL, the North County's number one choice for news, talk, and sports. This is Sound Off on the right choice, KPRL.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Sound Off. So where did we live? Actually, I wanted to say something about Eric McCormick. Linda had called in and he did pass. And there is a celebration of life at the fairgrounds next Sunday. It won't interrupt with the movie because it's the Sunday after. And, do go out if you're on Facebook, whatever it is. Please just don't show up. They need to know who's coming because they're trying to plan accordingly. So if you can make reservations to that, and it'd be great. And I know you were talking to Eric kind of towards the end, technically of his life, but he was still, this was kind of a sudden thing that nobody expected to happen. But he was looking to volunteer time to the community and try to do what was right, get a Republican back in that seat. Was that District 1?
District 1, yes.
And so he was looking at doing that. I know he was kind of going back and forth, but we'll never know now, I guess.
Like I said, the last time that I met with Eric, I went over to Margie's and had breakfast with he and his father and had a great time. I mean, his dad is just wonderful man, which Eric was too. And I did make the comment to Eric. I said, even if you decide not to run, I said, at least we've made friends. And now I've got another good friend. So, yeah, I was very, very sad to hear of his passing.
So, anyway, getting back to what we're talking about here. So what do you think, Jenny, accomplishments have, you guys kind of had here in the county over the years? I know it kind of got big during COVID. Was that kind of the takeoff here in the county for the group? Or
for sure. Yeah, the organization as a whole started January of 2021. We were number 14 in the nation to form a chapter, and the first in California. For about 5 months, we were here by ourselves. And as far as accomplishments, we've gotten a lot of school board elections throughout the county. Informing our parents is really what we want to do. But nationally, we've gotten a lot of bills passed, and we've gotten people not just in school board races, but in into Congress and state assemblies, and it's amazing the work that's been done. It's very encouraging. And really what we want to do is help people to understand what's really going on in your public school system. We get attacked for being anti-public school. That's not true. I mean, we wouldn't be trying to better public school if we were anti-public school. The other thing we get called is book banners. And, you know, just makes me laugh. It's like, well, a banning a book means you're seeking to not get it published anymore. And we've never even attempted that at all. So we're just wanting age-appropriate books in the school library. Parents aren't with their kids at school all day. And, you know, then they say, well, you can teach your kids what books are appropriate for them. We don't want kids in general exposed to pornographic material. I think that that's, everybody should be in alignment with that.
Right.
And it's, you know, when you show them the actual book, they either don't believe you that it really is in a school library, or they try to justify it in some way. I mean, they're really graphic.
Yeah, and what's interesting to me is you've seen this over the years, really since this kind of sparked up with some of these books that are in the different libraries, is you'll see these videos on YouTube or wherever it is, what they're sitting at a board meeting, and you have parents there saying, this isn't right, and they start to read, and they say, you can't read that, it's inappropriate.
We don't, but there you might can be give children it
to
listening.
You can give it to your 10-year-old to read. You know, yeah. Little Tommy can have it, but it's not right for, you know, a group of adults in a school board meeting. They can't hear it because it's being televised half the time or recorded, and it will break FCC rules. So I imagine it's not appropriate.
Wow.
For kids, you know, and it is pretty amazing, and these examples are just staggering, but it's actually what's happening.
Yes, that's very true.
Well, that basically happened to our Board of Supervisors when Gaia Powell came in and did a presentation. That's what put the kibosh where they took out
yeah,
all
they
of the
got rid of the presentation,
all of the audiovisual stuff. They took it all out because of her
forever.
Right.
And basically, it was a few of the board members that are very liberal that were just, oh my gosh, you can't show us that. Well, your kids are looking at this. This is what we have, you know,
mm-hmm.
for you know, teaching in our school. So,
right.
Yeah, it's completely wrong. And thank God for moms, for mothers, you know.
Right. Property.
And we do have lots of dads in our organization. There are some of them, even our chapter chairs.
So nonpartisan and
non-sex biased.
Non-sex biased, okay.
I guess.
You don't have to identify any certain way. You can just come in and join the group.
Right. well, in my mind, they're not identifying. They are either male or female.
Right.
So we have dads, we have grandparents, aunts and uncles, community members. There's community members who've never had children before, but they're concerned about what's happening with kids in school because they recognize these are the kids that are going to grow up and be making decisions about my life at some point, or working alongside my nieces and nephews or whatever it may be. And so you're a taxpaying citizen. You have a right to have an impact on what's happening with your school.
Right. And how big of an impact do you think you guys have? I mean, are you able, and do you have accomplishments here? I mean, I'm sure with the laws in California, you have to find workarounds. You're not just, you know, you're not going to change that policy probably here in San Luis Obispo County, but I'm sure there's ways to work around things like bathrooms, et cetera.
Yeah. Well, in Templeton, what I was able to accomplish specifically is to have them construct, the board did vote, you know, to construct individual changing spaces in the locker rooms at the junior high and the high school.
Mm-hmm.
And that's for anybody to use. So whether you're shy or you're on, you know, the LGBTQ spectrum, it doesn't really matter. Anybody can use those private changing spaces. And within the law, that was the most that we could do. But at least we had the conversation and we came up with a solution.
Right. Yeah. And it gives you, it would go both ways, I guess. You know, if you didn't want to change in front of someone that was maybe the opposite sex, you could go into one of those changing rooms and have your privacy.
Correct.
Huh. Yeah, those are, you know, I heard something the other day, and I don't mean to poke fun, but I got to say it. If you went back to 1966 and you were a Democrat and you came back to 2026, you'd be a Republican. Now, if you went back to 1966 as a Democrat from 2026, you'd be crazy. I mean, it's honest to God truth.
No.
They would lock you up with these ideas. And well, I don't mean the run of the, I mean, I'm talking more of the progressive Democrat. You would
the
be
Democrat
locked up
socialist.
Back then. Yeah.
Well, and they're not hiding it anymore. Back then in 1966, socialism was definitely, was criminalized.
Right.
I mean, you could get in big trouble if you were promoting those ideas.
Right. And you don't even have to go back to 1960. You could go back to the 90s with some of these ideas, and they'd be like, what are you talking? This will never happen. And 20 years later, here we are, 20, 30 years later almost.
Right.
So it's interesting what's going on.
I can bring up another subject that Jennifer and I partnered on. This was at the city of Paso, not city, but the school board in Paso Robles. And they were basically pushing, trying to give special privileges to the LGBTQ community and take them away from the regular kids. I don't know if you remember that. And Jen and I basically got a hold of Pacific Justice Institute, and they helped us pen a letter that we both signed. I think you actually ended up signing it. And it was asking the school board to basically just shelve making a decision on these special rights. And that's exactly what they told us. They said, with the state of California being in such disarray with their laws, all you can do is kick it down the road. Try and kick it. And we were able to do that. I think for 2 or 3 years, we made it go away in the city, in the school board in Paso Robles. So Moms for Liberty, even though before she was a part of it, or before they were even around, we basically had teamed up and helped the school board in Paso.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of want to change things up, and you are welcome to join in this conversation, but something I've noticed in the last few weeks, I'm trying to think of what the good word, I mean, scholastic terrorism, I think, is a great word, has been going on. And basically, we have leadership in our country, especially on the Democrat side. We saw it a week ago with our local Democrat chair, basically inspiring people to break the law and misinforming people purposely on another radio station to get them to go do something. And people know, you know, as a politician, as people that run or people that have a voice in this country, you know that your words carry weight, especially there's a very small sect of people that do. You look at the Charlie Kirk thing, etc. It doesn't really matter. I'm not trying to pick a side, but it's just an example that guy heard something from people and thought, I'm going to do something. You know, you hear the rhetoric. And now I think what's gotten to me is you get used to it on a national level. But what I saw last week from Tom Folks, and I don't know if you listened to that or not, I mean, it was just, there was no truth. There was circular arguments that sometimes the truth would be hidden at, but it was to rile people up. And I think we've seen the negative reactions of that in the last 2 years. And I don't know what your thoughts as the chair of the party is. That's kind of why I'm bringing this up. You know, what are your thoughts about what's going on, the rhetoric? And I'm not saying it's all the Democrats either. You see it on both sides. But at some point, you know, it seems to be, especially with this ICE shooting, we've seen things just, I mean, you have governors, you have city council people saying, F ICE, you're not allowed here. Go out and get it. I mean, it's, and there are people that will do that.
Right.
And when you say it, you know, I think, you know, somebody, you have a voice that is heard, you can rile up the wrong people.
I agree 100%. And I was talking to Jennifer at the break, during the break, and I was basically on the central committee and the chair before the progressives took over here in San Luis Obispo County. And I was telling her, I actually used to go to coffee and did several times at Starbucks in Atascadero with the head of the Democrat Central Committee. And we would talk about, you know, what's going on in the county and things that we disagree on, things we agree on. And that doesn't happen now. Ever since they've been basically progressivized.
They've had two very progressive chairs, last two.
All right. And ever since that happened, they're basically not even wanting to come to the middle or even have any discussions. So, I agree with you. It's very dangerous, very, very dangerous. And I'm very careful about what I say. And if you notice, we try on the conservative side not to bash, not to call people out, not to, try and incite anything because, you know, people are very fragile these days. It's crazy. And, you know, we have to be careful. Even our district attorney, Dan Dow, I mean, my gosh, I think that guy has been threatened more than any public official.
Right, and he had it come down from a national level, 5 years ago, 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Where people from around the country were after him to an extent because
of his stances.
The Black Lives Matter protests there in SLO.
Right.
Exactly. And how dare you arrest the person responsible? She's a black young lady, so she gets a buy on this.
Exactly.
And that's basically what it was. And
can we?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah,
okay. Yeah. I want to make a pitch for 15 days. We do have tickets that we need to sell. They're selling very, very well. We're very happy with the turnout. We want to fill that theater completely, and we would like to even take a second theater. So here's what I'm proposing for you folks out there. Do we have time?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
I went online yesterday, and my wife and I, Mary and I, we basically are sponsoring 5 tickets. So I went to the rpsloc.org website, and I made a donation to the Republican Party. And in the little box that says comments, I put 15 days. And so that money was taken, and that money was spent at the theater, and we bought 5 tickets for a younger crowd, for a student or someone that is younger that wants to find out about what's going on with the schools and what happened with it with the COVID. And so we're sponsoring that. So last night, a friend of ours, Paul Barris, bought another 5 tickets. So what I'm asking the audience out there is, if you can't go, but you really want to make a difference, you really want to support the Republican Party and the Moms for Liberty, go online to rpsloc.org, go to the donation button. It's at the very top of the page, and buy 2 tickets, buy 10 tickets, buy 3 tickets, whatever, and basically buy those and put in that little box for 15 days, and then we will buy those tickets in your name. So that's what I'm hoping that we can do.
Well, we do have some tickets coming up here that we're going to be giving away, so stay tuned, and you are also welcome to call in. We'll be right back.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks ending higher with the Dow recouping all of Tuesday's big losses after President Trump said he struck the framework of a future deal with NATO regarding Greenland. Also, fresh data show that the Fed's preferred inflation gauge came in line with expectations in November. And the economy grew at the fastest pace in 2 years from July through September, with third quarter GDP rising 4.4%, powered by strong consumer spending. Gold prices rose to a new record above $4,900 a troy ounce. Tech gained while industrials lagged, and the Magnificent Seven stocks rallied across the board, led by Meta. Its stock rose 5%. The Dow winners, American Express, Microsoft, and Salesforce. The Dow decliners, Sherwin-Williams, IBM, and Home Depot. The Dow up 307 points, the Nasdaq up 211, S&P 500 up 38. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
New Year's resolutions sound great on January 1st, but January 10th, not so much. This year, there's one resolution worth keeping: getting your finances in order. For many people, that starts with balance. Not just growth, but protection too. And that's where Noble Gold Investments comes in. For over a decade, they've made it easy for investors to add gold and silver to their portfolios and reduce market risk. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
The Sound Off lines are open at 238-5775. 238-KPRL. The North County's listening to you on Sound Off.
And welcome back to Sound Off. We will be, I think, in this segment, giving some tickets away. We don't have the text lines up, so we'll probably be taking calls. Not yet. Don't dial quite yet. We'll let you know when. But we already got a call, but you're not winning the tickets. So let me get back to this conversation here.
Are they? Go ahead. Are they getting them in packs of two or one each?
Packs of two tickets. Okay. Good afternoon. Welcome to Sound Off.
I got two things I'd like to bring up. One of them I need a little help with. The first one is that I was at a school board meeting and I watched the presentation of what I thought were dirty books being given to little kids. And the librarian got up and tried to defend it, and her excuse was that if the kid is exposed to this, well, that'll give them a chance to have that conversation with their parents. But we should know also that if you have that conversation with the parents or you have it with your kids, we're talking to the parents now, the state will take that kid away if you don't approve their confusion choices.
And I think One part, I think Jenny could probably answer this, but I think that we confuse something, and you brought this up earlier about book banning. Your job as a librarian or on the school board is to curate what these kids see.
Correct.
It's not to, you don't put Penthouse in there, you don't put in some of these books. I mean, they're talking about graphic, sex changes, homosexual, like the actual acts with pictures, etc. And that, to me, a 10, 12-year-old, even younger, they don't need to see that. But I'll let you answer the question. I just wanted to opine a little bit.
Yeah, every library, whether it's a school library, a public library, a national library, they all curate books. There's, for the main reason being you have physical space. You can't possibly fit every single book that's ever been published in a library. And so you've got to make decisions about who is our readership? What is age appropriate? What do we know is going to be the books that are going to actually get checked out and looked at? And for a school library in particular, you have a specific age of kids that are there, and they're attending the library without parental interaction. And so, in regards to saying that, well, then they can go home and talk to their parents about it, you've forced the discussion. So you're removing parental rights in that situation, number one. The other thing I hear is, well, there are kids that need to feel seen by this material. And so they've experienced whatever is, sexual in their life, whether it be through molest or rape or child abuse, and they need to have some way to see that this happens to other kids and they don't feel so alone. Well, these books don't depict those actions as something that's not okay. They depict it in a glorified way. And so you're not helping those children feel seen. And really, if that's a child in that situation, that's a child who needs help, not to read it in a book and stay silent.
Right. I think we have psychologists and whatnot that they should probably be seeing, or there's a lot of support groups out here. But what was your second question?
On the And this I need a little help with, because I don't know exactly what form it is. I'm guessing it's on the ID card that they give the kids. On the back is a phone number. And a couple years ago, they found that Pastor Robles didn't even know that they were sending these kids to these adult chat rooms. And now they've mandated every kid be presented with this phone number, I guess, or maybe it's a website that leads them to that under the guise of counseling.
Yeah, it's actually a suicide prevention hotline. So we have a California state law that requires all school districts to have the suicide hotline on the back of every student ID card. They've just recently changed that law slightly, and now what they're requiring instead, I think it starts next school year, is the Trevor Project to be the suicide hotline that is on the back of the ID card. So you went from having a generalized, for anybody who might be suicidal, a hotline for them to call. Now it's LGBTQ specific. So if you're a child who is not LGBTQ specific, you're being directed to go to that website, which in, you know, the research that I've personally done, this is a website that places kids as young as 13 in a chat room with up to 24-year-olds, and there's no way to verify somebody's age, so it could be a child younger, it could be an adult older, but there's being invitations on those chat groups to meet up on Discord, which then leads to child sex trafficking. So really, it was intended, that website, to be a resource for kids on the LGBTQ spectrum, but it's become a sex trafficking app. And it also teaches kids to hide that they have the app from their parents. So I can't begin to imagine why the state, our state government, is wanting to push all kids in that direction, but it's concerning. One of the ideas I've come up with, and this is, you know, certainly I'm saying this as an individual, not as the board, but I think that a good solution to that would be to make two different IDs for every kid, one that has the generic hotline on it and the other with the Trevor Project, and let parents choose which ID they want their kid to have.
Right. Just so the parents realize that's being mandated, every kid's got that in their hand.
Right. It's pretty scary.
Those are the two things. Thank you.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, sir. And we did have another call. The lines are open, so if you want to call back, we're ready to take your call. That is interesting. I mean, I could understand the benefit of having a suicide hotline number. I mean, a lot of kids go through a lot of different things. I mean, and yeah, some of the things affect them differently. They haven't matured. They haven't, you know. But it's interesting that they would go, you know, what you were saying, that it's LGBTQ, basically a hotline, and not just a general hotline. You think maybe you could just have a hotline that if you were, they would forward you to somebody else. You know what I mean? Like, you're straight, you're this. But I mean, I don't know. It's kind of weird to me just to even qualify that when you're calling a suicide hotline. So what are you? I don't know. it's an interesting world we live in, I think.
Yeah, that's a good word for it.
Right.
Interesting.
I do remember what that caller was referring to. It was about 2 years ago.
No, I do too. Yeah. Good afternoon and welcome to Sound Off.
Hi, Dad. So we as a nation are clearly divided. There are those of us who sit back and say, of course you don't give children books on sexual matters. Of course you don't allow men and boys into girls' private facilities. And then there's the other ones who will defend it to the end, and they're not even embarrassed. Look at Dr. Nisha Verma, I believe is her name, last week, you know, on the Congress. Not even embarrassed to sit up in front of the entire United States of America and not answer the question of whether a man can bear a child. It has gone beyond something, but I have so much I want to say on it, but I know I need to be quick. So I'm going to say this. I think that, well, I have heard that the reason why Democrats are so successful in things, why they have been, is because Republicans have been asleep at the wheel. Democrats are very good, and they're actually not, they're intelligent people. which really makes it bizarre. But they are good at organizing. So that's how things have come, I think, to where they are. So I think that Republicans should rally, because it isn't young people. I mean, I'm in my 60s. I went to school with people, and because of Facebook, I've known these people over 50 years. Kind people, very educated, master's degree and beyond. Yet they think that it's okay for these things that I was telling you, where our division comes. I mean, I lost, you know, in the last 2 years, I've lost 5 friends that I have known since kindergarten, literally, because I support Donald Trump.
Yeah, there is a big division in families.
We need to organize, because things are being allowed to, the school board member in Paso Robles, I don't know her full name. I believe her first name is Lauren. She's an African-American woman, also a pastor in the Christian faith. And was it last year or the year before that she was going to speak at the Martin Luther King celebration in Paso? And teachers at Paso Robles High School, I can't remember now if it was the band, choir, drama, or I think maybe there was actually 2 groups that boycotted. So anyhow, I think that they are, I know they're crazy, and they think we're crazy. So we're not going to talk each other out of how we feel. We need to organize. I can't do it. I'm raising 2 grandkids, taking care of my sick husband. But hey, all you other Republicans, people got to get together and organize and, you know, go speak the truth. Go speak the truth and not be ashamed. I mean, it's crazy.
All right.
Well, I'll let somebody else call in.
Thank you for calling in. And I think to that point, I was having this conversation 2 or 3 days ago with somebody, and they go, oh, you know, locally we see the Indivisible having rallies all over the county. They've gone in and even to the sheriff's department and kind of threw things into disarray, etc. And I think there is, and I'm not trying to say this is bad or good, but I think there is a difference psychologically between Republicans and Democrats. Republicans, if you can get 300 people to show up to something here locally, that's pretty darn good. I mean, it's just, we kind of tend to vote with our money. We, you know, we're not
private
really
people.
The one, yeah, private people that don't really go out on the streets that much. Not that some don't. I'm not saying we don't at all, but it's a lot, for whatever reason, the other side of the aisle over there loves that kind of activity. And it's very hard. You know, I've put in some events in the past that probably advertised for 2 or 3 weeks, and you get 400 people to show up at the courthouse, and it's like, oh, that's pretty good, because that's a lot of people to get, a lot of Republicans to come out. It's not the, for whatever reason, it's just not the same.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of ways for people to get involved. You know, if you're somebody who's, you know, taking care of your grandkids and your sick husband, like you said, there's still things that you can do from home. There's always ways to help out, and we need all hands on deck.
100%. And I've said this over and over again, is, you know, we have a lot of people complaining, a lot of different things. You know, I look at, you know, for example, let's look at what's going on with ICE right now. We have abolish, whatever, and the other, you know, other people supporting it. At the end, it comes down to policy. So if you want to change anything, you know, obstructing ICE members or blindly following, either way, go to your politicians, make your voice heard, because if enough of us do it, they go, oh my gosh, 3,000 people called in for this, and that's what actually changes their mind. They look at the number of calls, because each one of those calls generally could represent anywhere, depending on the district, between 100 and 1,000 people. They get 3,000 people, 3,000 people, because they look at that as 30 or 40,000 people calling in, and they start to change their minds. But if we sit back and do nothing and complain, and we see this all the time, I get people like, you guys don't do anything. What are you doing to help us? You know, have you written a check? Have you come in to volunteer? Have you called your congressman? Whatever it is, what are you doing? But we live in a country that we're on autopilot, and we no longer run, in my opinion, our politicians, they run us, and we need to take that power back.
That's a good point. That's a very good point. Yeah, our meetings, our central committee meetings for the Republican Party are every third Wednesday of the month, and we're there every third Wednesday of the month,
right,
at 6 o'clock, and we love visitors. We love people to come and give their input. And we need volunteers. We need people to help. Like Jennifer was saying, from home, you can make calls. From home, you can do texting. From home, you can write letters. I mean, a handwritten letter is huge.
I mean,
getting a handwritten letter from a an elected, from a constituent. So, yeah, there's so much that you can do. And I know people say, you know, why aren't they doing more? Why isn't the Republican Party doing more? We have probably 30 to 40 very, very active people in this county that work. And those people work 7 days a week on trying to save our county, save our nation, save our country. So, you know, we're there working. We just need help.
And like we said earlier, neither one of these groups, there's no big pockets federally or state that are feeding us. It's grassroots. It's right here, and we need your help.
Exactly. Yeah.
And we'll be right back with the last segment, and we will be giving away tickets and hearing a little more about two events before we go.
Do you use propane for your home or business? Family-owned and operated, Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane service since 1936. From home heating and cooking to powering your irrigation engine pump or forklift, propane can do it all. Don't forget their location. Paso Robles refills propane bottles of all sizes Monday through Friday and has a dump station for your RV. Learn more. Call Delta Liquid Energy 805-239-0616 or go online DeltaLiquidEnergy.com.
We're here to help. At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
Rich London, you're the mattress specialist, so tell me more about the mattresses on your floor.
Well, I've got some with special covers to make them cooler. I've got them with copper in the cover as well, so you get the benefits of copper just like on the other mattresses. You know, copper has healing powers, so it makes it where you get those things in your mattress, because that's where you're getting your rest and where you rejuvenate your body.
For a good night's sleep tonight and every night, see Rich London. He is the mattress specialist at 13th and Riverside, Paso Robles.
Listen to this real Paso Robles Glass customer where they installed 23 replacement Milgard Tuscany windows and two sliding doors.
Steve Eklund, Craig Smith as an architect, and a proud and honored client of Paso Robles Glass. Hey, the boys are doing a great job. They just left. Everything is just fine. Extremely good crew. You got that crew is exceptional. They're all hardworking guys, very careful, very cautious. All is good. I think they have one more day tomorrow, wrap it up, the finished work. I'd like to set up a time to come up and see you next week. I've got a big, big project I'd like you to look at for me. Whatever works on your end, just wanted to let you know, Steve. Take care. Bye.
Get rid of your old broken windows and get new Milgard energy-efficient windows and doors with Milgard's ironclad lifetime warranty.
This is Billy Gallant with H&R Block. We understand local taxes because we are local. Visit any of our family-owned and operated San Luis Obispo County offices today.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Sound Off. We're going to go right into a phone call and then we might just start this little competition. We're going to, not competition, but you might be winning some tickets. Good afternoon and welcome to Sound Off.
Good afternoon. Since I know all three of you personally, I'll just say hello.
How are you doing, Cody?
Hi, Cody.
I won't get into some of the things that I think are wrong with the Republican Party, but I will say that Mr. Jordan does a wonderful job. I don't know how he does it. It's kind of like herding cats. But nonetheless, I have good news. With all this downside, and by the way, you're not wrong, there's no such thing as transgenderism. It does not
That's
exist.
Right.
It's a fallacy. So, because you can't transgender. You cannot transfer someone's gender. The important question was asked, can a man have a baby at in Washington, D.C. yesterday, I think. And people of some note, scholastically and professionally, can't answer that question. That's amazing to me. But here's the good news. They have to come to us, by the people, for the people. That's what our government is. The problem we have right now is the people all went home. They're not paying attention. But they need to, because this school district, for example, you need to come back to grassroots, has to have money. They're broke. They want to float a bond. Don't vote for it. You're in the driver's seat now. They want to shun you when you show up in mass, even, at the school board. And you ask them, can we consider certain things for our children? No. This is how it's going to be. Okay, good. If that's how it's going to be, then why are we funding it? If we don't agree with the way our public school business is being done, why are we supporting it? So the next bit of support, you can't do anything about your property tax bill. That's going to stay the same or go up. But you can do something about that bond because they have screwed up the finances. The board itself is responsible for what's done over time, not these particular members necessarily. But they are responsible for what condition our school system is in. And since the school results, the test results, have to be shared, we know how bad it is.
Yeah.
So we know.
I think you're right there, Cody. We have a little bit of business. We have a short amount of time to get a lot in, so I hate to cut you off.
That would be the case. and I'm leaving just now, but you're in charge, people.
Right.
Thank you, Cody.
100%.
We'll talk soon.
And should we take one more before we go to the competition?
Oh, heck yeah. It's going
to
be a short one.
Good afternoon and welcome to Sound Off. We are limited on time, so what would you like to talk about? Nope. And I think they might be calling back in. Good afternoon and welcome to Sound Off. We're a little short on time, so we might have to push through a little bit. But.
Hi, Eric. I'm sorry. You okay?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'd like to go to the movie if I could.
Well, we're going to start that in a minute. Get ready. Get those fingers ready to dial back in. And I think we'll start that as soon as we hang up with you. So I'll announce it and then get ready to call back in. I think we're going to go with the fifth caller. And he's already calling back in. No. But if one of you guys want to count, and I don't mean to be rude for the people that call in, but I am going to pick up the line and drop you until we hit the fifth caller. And we're going to start now. We have two tickets for 15 days. That'll be, what time is it there, Randall?
4 p.m. on Sunday.
4 p.m. on Sunday, right here in Paso Robles. So if you'd like to come, call in, and we'll be taking these calls, and we will pick a winner. And if you guys want to talk a little bit amongst yourselves, but it's hard to lean over here.
Yeah, Randall, you want to also mention about the bash at the Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mentioned it briefly, but on February 8th, we are going to be having what we call the counter halftime bash. So this is going to go ahead.
I'm
going to
interrupt you, but we do have the fifth caller. Good afternoon, and you won the two tickets.
I'm a winner.
You're a winner.
You did it. Good job. Very good job.
All right.
And if you don't mind, we don't have an engineer, so I need to take your name over the air if you don't mind.
No, it's Dan Hartness.
Okay. All righty, sir. Thank you. And
you need a phone number?
We should. Well, yeah. Let me give you this. Now, listen on the air and then just call me after the show. I'm going to put out my number. If you want to just give me a call, I don't want you to put your number out on the air. So I will say my number.
My number.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, 820-346-8476.
All righty, sir. Thank you. And be looking for Randall. He'll be giving you those tickets Sunday.
Yeah. I'll be there Sunday, and I'll come find me, Ben, and I'll give you your tickets.
All right, thank you.
All
thank
right, you have a good one. Whoa, uh-oh. Don't tell Kevin what I just hit the drop button and it came off. I think somebody set me up. It was probably Chad. I don't know. But as we're going here, let's get into these two events one more time that's going on. We have one coming up this weekend and
this Sunday at 4 o'clock. We've got 15 days, which basically is COVID and what they did to our children and our kids by locking them down. And we're going to have the Natalia, who is the director or producer?
Producer.
Yeah, she's going to be on site. She's flying out from New York. So that's going to be exciting. We'll get to meet her and hear her story, and we'll get to see the film. So that's Sunday, 4 o'clock this Sunday at Park Cinemas. And those of you that want to, you can't make it, but you want to support the Moms for Liberty and the Republican Party, go to the Republican Party site, rpsloc.org, and you can hit the donate button and just tell us for 15 days that you're sponsoring however many tickets.
And I will tell you, the tickets we just gave away are third row center.
Oh, great.
I picked the seats for them. So.
Those are good seats. Good job.
Oh, yeah.
The other fundraiser that we have that's going to be a lot of fun is the Counter Halftime Bash. So this is the halftime show that Turning Point promised us that they would put together for us so that we didn't have to watch. What is the guy, Fuzzy Bunny? Or
yeah, something like that.
Something like that. Some
I don't even
Jenny
know.
Knows. She was cranking it on and driving up here. I could hear
a rapper or something. So you don't have to agonize through that. You can change the channel, or you can come to our Counter Halftime Bash at the Republican headquarters on El Camino Real. Watch the game with us. We'll start the game at 3 p.m. We'll watch it all the way through, and then we'll, right as soon as the halftime comes, we'll go to the other halftime show.
So let me ask you a quick question. You have the Counter Bash, but you're watching the whole game down there?
Or yes.
Okay, that's why I want to make sure people realize the whole game, this is a Super Bowl party, too.
Super Bowl party.
You will just be skipping the halftime show for the Super Bowl and watching the Turning Points halftime show.
And we do ask for a $20 donation, and we do ask students to come. Students are free, so those of you that are donating your $20 are going to be buying the pizza and refreshments and sodas, things like that, for the students also. So it's going to be a good time, and you'll be with like-minded people, and we'll enjoy ourselves. I don't think Republicans in this county are as avid football fans as most. So it's going to be fun, though.
It should be a good game, too.
We're going to have a good game. Yeah, it's going to be great.
So are you going, Jenny?
Yeah, I'm planning on it.
Yeah, bringing the family.
February.
Hopefully.
February 8th.
If I tell my son that there's going to be pizza and soda there, he'll be there.
Right. And we're getting down towards the end. We're not quite there, but anything crossed your mind that we haven't brought up, Jenny, or...
No, I'll just reiterate again. So this isn't about COVID in general. 15 days is about specifically the school closures, and it's about who was behind it and why. And so I think that information is missing from a lot of people's understanding. And I believe that this isn't the last time we'll see our government try to do something like this, and you need to know all the information so that you can do better at preventing it next time.
All right. And then, Randall, what is the next event? We have this. We got 15 days coming up on Sunday here in Paso Robles, but is there something else coming up? I mean, because literally, this is how you support your local candidates.
It is. And actually, it's hard to believe, but every year I sit down with my treasurer, with Stephanie, and we figure out how to raise over $100,000 so we can keep our headquarters open. So, yeah, we're going to have a lot more events. Remember, Mid-State Fair is coming.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll have our booth there. So
perfect. And then, remember, I can't emphasize this enough. You know, Randall just said, you know, the goal is always about 100,000, and that comes in and more $20 bills than exactly. It does $100 bills or $1,000 at a time. So everybody, every little bit helps. And when you come in and, you know, a lot of times the girls will tell you how they're hearing the complaints. Well, you said, well, I put my $100 in, I bought my complaint.
This hour of Sound Off is brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals across the parking lot from the movie theater in Atascadero. Honest, veteran-owned. Buy or sell precious metals with integrity. Monday through Friday, 10 to 3.
AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com. Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.